When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll often catch me talking to dogs, but I never know if they understand me or not. Well, the first part of understanding a new language is working out where one word stops and the next word starts out of a string of syllables. Researchers at ELTA University in Hungary have been looking at how dogs' brains respond to language to figure out if they can recognise words, as I found out from author Mariana Boros.
When we are listening to a foreign language, it's very often difficult to find out when one word ends and another one starts. And this is the problem faced by infants when they are learning language. And we were curious that dogs who are surrounded by speech, just as human infants are, whether they are able to do the same thing. And it turns out they do. They are calculating what is the probability of one syllable following the other one, which is very exciting because previously, we didn't know mammals can extract words from a language.
So this isn't the case of a dog knows the word for walkies. It's not that they understand specific words.
Our research wasn't about understanding the meaning of the word. We were rather curious whether they can recognize reoccurring sound sequences and how they do that.
So they know where one word starts and another one stops.
Exactly.
I mean, that's got to be tricky because the only language I can somewhat speak other than English is French. And the hardest thing I find when listening to a native French speaker is working out where the words are. So are you saying that dogs are better at doing this than I am, at least?
No, I wouldn't say they are better than you, but I can totally relate to what you have said. So this is exactly what we are facing when we are learning a new language. And this is exactly what babies are facing when they are learning their own language, their mother tongue. And it turns out babies are very good at mathematics because they are calculating complex statistics on syllables. And it turns out that dogs are able to do the same.
How on earth do you work out if a dog has recognized a word or not?
So we were using EEG. This is a way to measure brain activity. We were putting electrodes on their heads, and then we were comparing the brain response between different words and different set of syllables.
Does it hurt having electrodes on your head?
No, absolutely not. So our dogs, they are pets. They come to our labs. Once they sniffed around, they just lay down on the mattress. And then when they are calm, we can glue the electrodes to their head. And then we can start showing them speech. And then we measure their brain activity.
Do they have to go inside one of those big fancy tunnel machines?
Actually, with EEG not, but with fMRI, yes. And this is the second method that we used. fMRI is a huge machine, and we call it a scanner. And something very important in a scanner when we want to measure brain activity is that you cannot move. And those dogs are trained dogs. They have been working with our department and research groups for years now, and they are trained to lie motionless for 8 minutes.
A dog staying dead still for 8 minutes. So they are good dogs, those trained dogs.
Those are very good dogs. I have worked with children. They are not as good as dogs. I can tell you that.
And which dogs did you look at? Which dog breeds?
Well, actually, this is something a lot of people ask. And actually, in our study, we did not find any breed differences. We did not select for breeds. So we tested border collies, but also Caucasians, Australian shepherds, mixed breed, dash hounds, many breeds. And we did not find differences between the breeds.
So dogs can't talk, at least not with the same complexity that humans can talk. Why do they need to be able to pick out different words? How has that been useful to them in the past for this behavior to evolve?
We don't know it yet. So it is possible that it's not only dogs. It is possible that all mammals are capable of doing that. It's just humans developed language based on this capacity. But it is also possible that dogs, because they are surrounded by speech, because they have been domesticated by humans and selected for human communication for 20,000 years, maybe they are better at this than other mammals.
Mariana Boras, and that study was published in Current Biology.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.